the reindeer. The rutting call of the bull. The grunt of a cow reindeer. A cow and calf reindeer calling to each other.
One little Christmas tree was standing alone, waiting for someone to come by. One little Christmas tree that never had grown cried as he looked up to the sky. Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, the tallest of all, I'm so afraid and so alone. Could one little Christmas tree, so tiny and small, light up someone's home? 'Cause one little Christmas tree can light up a home, so one little child can find a toy. One little Christmas tree can light up a home, so one little heart can find some joy. One little angel who was riding a star cried as she looked down at the tree. Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, wherever you are, may I give him the star you gave to me. Then in the heavens came a voice from afar, a voice that was heard throughout the world. Go down, little angel girl, and give him your star. Tonight he'll light the world. 'Cause one little Christmas tree can light up the world, so those who are lost may find their way. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so all men may see on Christmas Day. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so those who are lost may find their way. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so all men may see on Christmas Day. One little Christmas tree can light up the world.
Stop, bro.
Thank you.
Day 1. Dear Nola, thank you very much for your lovely present of a partridge in a pear tree. We're getting the hang of feeding the partridge now, although it was difficult at first to win its confidence. It bit the mother rather badly in the hand, but they're good friends now, and we're keeping the pear tree indoors in a bucket. Thank you again. Yours affectionately, Gubnet O'Lunacy. Day 2. Dear Nola, I cannot tell you how surprised we were to hear from you so soon again and to receive your lovely present of 2 turtle doves. You really are too kind. At first, the partridge was very jealous and suspicious of the doves, and they had a terrible row on the night the doves arrived. We had to send for the vet. But the birds are okay again and the stitches is due to come out in a week or two. The vet's bill was £8, but the mother is over her annoyance now, and the doves and the partridge are watching the telly from the pear tree as I write. Yours ever, Gubnet. Day 3. Dear Nola, we must be foremost in your thoughts. I had only posted my letter when the 3 French hens arrived. There was another sort out between the hens and the doves, who sided with the partridge, and the vet had to be sent for again. The mother was raging because the bill was £16 this time, but she has almost cooled down. However, the fact that the bird's droppings keep falling down on her hair while she's watching the telly doesn't help matters. Thanking you for your kindness, I remain your Gubnet. Day 4. Dear Nola, you mustn't have received my last letter when you were sending us the 4 calling birds. There was pandemonium in the pear tree again last night, and the vet's bill was £32. The mother is on sedation as I write. I know you meant no harm, and remain your close friend, Gubnet. Day 5. Nola, your generosity knows no bounds. 5 gold rings. When the parcel arrived, I was scared stiff that it might be more birds, because the smell in the living room is atrocious. However, I don't want to seem ungrateful for the beautiful rings. Your affectionate friend, Gubnet. Day 6. Nola, what are you trying to do to us? It isn't that we don't appreciate your generosity, but the 6 geese have not alone nearly murdered the calling birds, but they laid their eggs on top of the vet's head from the pear tree, and his bill was £68 in cash. My mother is munching 60 grains of Valium a day and talking to herself in a most alarming way. You must keep your feelings for me in check, Gubnet. Day 7. Nola, we are not amused by your little joke. 7 swans a-swimming is a most romantic idea, but not in the bath of a private house. We cannot use the bathroom now because they have gone completely savage and rush the door every time we try to enter. If things go on this way, the mother and I will smell as bad as the living room carpet. Please lay off. It is not fair, Gubnet. Day 8. Nola, who the hell do you think gave you the right to send 8 hefty maids of milk in here to eat us out of house and home? Their cattle is all over the front lawn and has trampled the hell over the mother's rose beds. The swans invaded the living room in a sneak attack, and the ensuing battle between them and the calling birds, turtle doves, French hens and partridge made the Battle of the Somme seem like Wanderley Wagon. The mother is on a bottle of whiskey a day as well as the 60 grains of Valium. I'm very annoyed with you, Gubnet. Day 9. Listen, you louser. There's enough pandemonium in this place night and day without 9 drummers drumming. While the 8 flaming maids of milking is beating me poor old alcoholic mother out of her own kitchen and gobbling everything in sight. I'm warning you, you're making an enemy of me, Gubnet. Day 10. Listen, manure face. I hope you will be haunted by the strains of the 10 pipers piping which has sent to torment us last night. They were aided in their evil work by those maniac drummers, and it wasn't a pleasant sight to look out the window and see 8 hefty maids a-milking, pogoing round with the ensuing punk rock uproar. My mother has just finished her 3rd bottle of whiskey on top of 124 grains of Valium. You'll get yours, Gubnet O'Lunacy. Day 11. You have scandalised my mother, you dirty Jezebel. It was bad enough to have 8 maids of milk and dancing to punk music on the front lawn, but they've now been joined by your friends, the 11 lords a-leaping, and the antics of the whole lot of them would leave the most decadent days of the Roman Empire looking like outlook. I'll get you yet, you owl bag. Day 12.
Listen, slurry head, you have ruined our lives. The 12 maidens dancing turned up last night and beat the living daylights out of the 8 maids of milking, because they found them carrying on with the 11 lords of leaping. Meanwhile, the swans got out of the living room where they'd been hiding since the big battle and savaged hell out of the lords and all the maids. There were 8 ambulances here last night and the local civil defence as well. The mother is in a home for the bewildered and I'm sitting here up to me neck in birds, droppings, empty whiskey and valium bottles, birds, blood and feathers, where the flaming cows eats the leaves off the pear tree. I'm a broken man, come to show lunacy.
I'm six years old today. Yes, I had a birthday come today. It's been a bit of a washout too. Though I had presents from everyone of the useful kind that aren't much fun, and a bit of a party do. Birthdays are jolly, my mummy said. Mine's finished up being sent to bed. What's the good of a birthday if you can't have what you like? What's the good of a handkerchief to a fella who wants a bike? They gave me a brush to clean my teeth and a tube of paste as well. But it wasn't the paste with a peppermint taste, it was a nasty carbolicky smell. So I've squeezed all the paste on the carpet for fun, and I've trod on the toothbrush, so that present's done. And I won't use my hanky, I'll just let it run. What's the good of a birthday? And the birthday party too, it wasn't much good to me. I had honey sandwiches, then some jam, some trifle jelly with cream and ham, and had 7 big cups of tea. And just when I noticed a big pot pie, I couldn't have it. I couldn't have it. I ask you why. What's the good of a birthday if you can't eat till you're sick? What's the good of a plate of cakes if a fella can't have his pick? They told me that I was a P.I.G. and that I'd best beware. I said, P.I.G.'s are happier than me, so why should I blooming well care? Then I crept in the kitchen and guess what I got? A tin of sardines, and I ate all the lot. Then I showed them if I could be sick or not. Every room. When I'd been sick, they said, that's that. And my birthday, they said, was done. They washed my hands and washed my face. I was sent to bed in disgrace. Just as if being sick was fun. They took all my clothes from the bedroom. And then they said I'd have to stay where I was. Well, what's the good of a birthday if a fella's set to bed? What's the good of a party if a fella's upstairs instead? The Reverend Brown I knew was down in the dining room below with Mrs. Devine and Winnie and Jean all laughing with Auntie Flo. I wanted and wanted to join in the din, but I knew in pyjamas I mustn't go in. So I just took them off and went down in my skin. What's the good of a birthday? Well, now I'm in bed. I'm in more disgrace, and I'm smarting and smarting in one certain place. And I guess for tonight I shall sleep on me face.
You are listening to the voice of one you all love and admire. A popular favorite up and down the country. And it's a lovely stretch of country where he's a popular favorite. It's the Manchester Ship Canal. The one and only Earn. For one who has suffered, and he has suffered, ladies and gentlemen, as Earn. He comes out in his singing. You see, he's got the gift of making you suffer with him. I'm suffering now. Listen to him there.
To be a prisoner.
Yes. He might not quite reach the high notes,
in your
but he goes a beautiful colour. He's ashen grey at the moment.
To be a captive.
He's going slightly green. Bright green.
To your loving child.
He's collapsed on the floor. He's writhing, but he's still singing. Loosen
now
his wallet.
With a lover glow.
He's gone magenta. How does he do it?
I never could.
That's a colour I've never seen before. What colour's that?
Free.
Look at him go.
From the
four ambulance men, and he's fighting them and singing at the same time.
That your sweet lips.
What a performer. What a performer this boy is.
Why
listen to him.
Why did I let you go?
My, what a voice. In there somewhere.
To be a captive ever.
I can hear him. He was the one who went wrong. In again, Earn, in again.
Now with our love aglow.
He just made it.
I never could be free.
Wouldn't think he had false teeth, would you?
Free from the ecstasy.
To see beautiful.
That your sweet lips bestow.
I didn't know it was a bit rough.
Why did I let you go?
Oh, that was marvellous, Marv. Just like the end of a film. A bad one.
Here comes Santa Claus, ho, ho, ho!
You can't fool me, oh no siree. I'm not so dumb. That's Daddy in a Santa Claus suit, downstairs kissing Mom. I know there is no Santa Claus, and now I've got the proof. But if that's Dad downstairs kissing Mom, who's that up on the roof? Who's that up on the roof? Who's that up on the roof? Big red suit, white beard on his face, zooming in from outer space. Ho, ho, hoing all over the place. Who's that up on the roof? He's got eight reindeer, and there's one with a shiny nose. Who led that sleigh all the way from where the north wind blows? Now could it be? Oh, no, can't be. Think I'm some kind of goof. I know there is no you-know-who, but who's that up on the roof? Who's that up on the roof? Who's that up on the roof? Big red suit, white beard on his face, zooming in from outer space. A ho, ho, hoing all over the place. Who's that up on the roof? He's heading for the chimney with a pack on his back, and loads of toys for girls and boys sticking out of that sack. Maybe I'm dreaming, maybe not, but I played safe, you see. Hung up my stocking just in case. No, sir, can't fool me. Who's that up on the roof? Who's that up on the roof? Big red suit, white beard on his face, zooming in from outer space. Oh, ho, hoing all over the place. Who's that up on the roof?
Who's that down there?
Who's that up here? Who's that?
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the Robin Hood here at Briley Hill, where most of the Black Country Night Out, the original Black Country Night Out show, comes from. We thought it was about time we get all the old folks out here who supported we all over these years our own Christmas message. Our own mate John Raven has wrote a song specially for Christmas. And we'd like to send our own Christmas greetings to you from Harry Addison, from Dolly Allen, from John Raven, from Brian Clift and from Tommy Munden, from Ray Inslee, from our guests Keith and Carolyn, and from our lovely audience tonight, the Aston and Erdington Photographic Society. Yeah! And the Buccaneers Variety Artists. And where's your Buccaneers? Our Christmas message to you folks, as you slide down the banisters of life, we hope that the splinters am all facing downhill.
With a black country cheer to toast all our friends as Christmas draws near. Fill it up and without any further parade, drink to the folk who are black country made.
Strong in the arms, strong in the head, black country born.
You're welcome to stay, to sup and to drink upon Christmas Day.
Strong in the heart, strong in the head, black country born and black country bred. Strong in the heart, strong in the head, black country born.
Greeting on this Christmas Day from John and young Tommy. This message we give, good black country cheer and long may you live.
Strong in the arms, strong in the head, black country born.
Black country cheer to toast all our friends in a bumper of beer. Fill it up and without any further parade, drink to the folk our black country made.
Strong in the arm, strong in the head, black country born and black country bred. Strong in the arm, strong in the head, black country born and black country bred. Black country born.